A new report from the University of Sydney found out children care is essential for First Nations elders, particularly during the pandemic. The research was focused on organizations working with children placed in foster or relative kinship care across New South Wales. The Wire's William McLean reports.
A report from the Research Centre for Children and Families was released detailing the support needed for care workers in New South Wales. New South Wales care support needs, coping in the context of COVID-19, is a means of giving recognition for care workers across New South Wales and highlighting the trials and tribulations experienced throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly from Aboriginal care workers. With the core goal of shedding light on support for care workers, the report quickly showcases the lack of proper resources and equipment across Aboriginal communities. Aboriginal Research Partnership Manager for the University of Sydney, Irene Wardle, is a co-author of the report and says it's groundbreaking.
I think it's a celebration. My background is working in community and teaching, but I played more of a role in community work. And so when I've changed over to the academia world, I saw when we were doing this report that the voices of Aboriginal people and families and community, that side of our networking didn't sort of come through in this paid carers work. So originally it was targeting for carers that are paying. Registered carers is probably the technical term. As an Aboriginal woman, there's many carers in our families and our kinship networks that don't get paid, that do far and beyond the work of, say, non-Aboriginal families, in the sense of how we work together and how Aboriginal organisations work together.
Ms. Wardle also says caretakers of Aboriginal children and elders have a responsibility to not only take care, but to understand and respect the cultural traditions.
Trust is the foundation of any type of service and integrity. And I think that for Aboriginal workers, there's also a cultural responsibility. When you're getting paid in an identified role, you have a cultural responsibility to do the best that you can. And your responsibility is representing your community at that level, as well as providing a service that you're being paid for.
The report recommends 8 tasks to resolve and work towards accomplishing, not only better working conditions and higher pay, but also the recognition community workers deserve for adapting to the pandemic.
I think that more recognition of the work that both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people do at a grassroots level, not at that higher end of, you know, the big entities, but just the little people at the grassroots level that work tirelessly, connecting one another to services to support families. So I think that that needs to be captured as best practice. I think Aboriginal workers are the connectors to families. They connect schools, they connect the health service, they connected criminal justice supports needs, they connected employment, even during COVID.
One of the main faults found in the study is the great digital divide, which has put a gaping disadvantage to First Nations people of all ages.
What makes it even more interesting is that even my own daughter's school, the podcast that came out through the department, is that if families do not contact the school via social media, through podcasts, through Seesaw or Google Classroom or telephone, that a welfare check will be made on them. So it's really important that the digital divide has a lot more ramifications for Aboriginal families and vulnerable families in the community that don't have the resources to connect to school. And school's just one avenue. Socially, children are now isolated if they don't have that digital divide. They can't see their peers in classroom during Zoom classes or Google Classroom, and it's a very important growth development for their peer support and learning how to connect with one another.
The commonly held notion on closing the gap can come together and help each other out is firmly cemented in the response Ms. Wardle and her colleagues have had.
I put out an email to colleagues to see if they could help with some computers, and that has just exploded. The amount of generosity from my colleagues and organisations that have contributed to computers, and now I've been able to source some tutoring and for free, and been able to try and reach as many families as possible.
The report shows a major step forward, not only in recovering from a pandemic, but to set up Aboriginal communities with better looked after care workers and to bridge a broad digital gap.
The Wire's William McLean ending the report.